United States President and Vice President, 4-year term.
Joe Jorgensen, J-O-J-O-R-G-E-N-S-E-N, Libertarian Party nominee, President. Elected experience. Libertarian Vice Presidential nominee with Harry Brown in 1996. Libertarian candidate for U.S. House, SC04, in 1992. No experience raising taxes, sending our troops to fight in unnecessary wars, waging the failed war on drugs, interfering with free markets, or overspending taxpayers' hard-earned money. Other professional experience. Full-time senior lecturer in psychology at Clemson University. Business partner in a consulting firm. Marketing representative for IBM. Owner and president of a software duplication company. Education. PhD, Industrial Organizational Psychology, Clemson University. MBA, Southern Methodist University. B.S., Psychology, Baylor University. Community Service. Libertarian Party Chair, Greenville County, S.C. Campfire Girls Leader for Deaf Community.
Jeremy, quote, Spike, unquote, Cohen, J-E-R-E-M-Y, S-P-I-K-E, C-O-H-E-N, Libertarian Party nominee, Vice President. Elected experience. No experience raising taxes, sending our troops to fight unnecessary wars, waging the failed war on drugs, interfering with free markets, or overspending taxpayers' hard-earned money. Other professional experience. At 16, Jeremy Spike Cohen built a web design business that catered to small businesses. It was so successful that Mr. Cohen was able to retire in his early 30s and focus on spreading the message of liberty. Education. Learned leadership, marketing, and communication from starting, growing, and managing small businesses. Community service. Volunteer for Bosco Ministries, Little River United Methodist Church, Street Reach Ministries, Dignity Ministry, Humane Society of North Myrtle Beach.
Statement. While 3,000 miles separate Olympia from Washington, D.C., it sometimes feels that there is an even greater divide between Washingtonians and the politicians who claim to represent them. The Evergreen State shares a name with our nation's capital, but not the same refusal to try new ideas. Perhaps that is why more people in Washington State voted Libertarian in 2016 than ever before. Washingtonians have made it clear they won't wait for the federal government to act, and time and again, they have been ahead of the pace of career politicians. After all, Washington was the first state where death with dignity, marriage equality, and recreational cannabis were all legal at the same time. Just like those in Washington State, libertarians know it doesn't have to be this way. We can reduce healthcare costs without putting government in charge of highly personal medical decisions and creating a one-size-fits-all system. We can prioritize our national security without being involved in unnecessary foreign wars and stationing troops around the world in dozens of countries away from their families. We can protect our communities without sacrificing freedom through failed initiatives like civil asset forfeiture, no-knock raids, qualified immunity, and the war on drugs. We can value necessary responsibility for workers and employers without endless barriers of entry to professions and new businesses. We can balance the budget without raising taxes. By ending excessive government overspending, we can also eliminate the federal income tax. I'm running for president not just to present a new way of addressing important issues. I'm running because Washington State deserves a better way. Solutions that create real change for real people. Contact 864-535-3000. 5400. Contact at joj2020.com. joj2020.com.